Now, the Christmas market in the grounds of Belfast City Hall is wrapped up for another year. It has become an annual fixture in the city. Traders coming from all over Europe, but there have been calls for it to be reserved for local traders only. With the market currently in its 10th year, is it time for a more local feel, or is it in need of a total revamp, for example? Well, the commentator Fionnuala Meredith with us this morning. Morning to you, Fionnuala.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I think that's a pretty good idea. I've been saying for some time that I'd love to see it sort of defined and dominated by local traders, simply because what we have is so good here. I know we have a bit of a bad habit of sort of blowing our own trumpets unnecessarily and showing off in rather ridiculous ways, but when it comes to great produce, great food, great drink, we do actually have brilliant stuff. I mean, if you look at the success of somewhere like St George's Market, which runs every Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, the clue's in the name though, Fionnuala, isn't it? Continental market, so bringing experiences in from outside into Northern Ireland, a bit of variety, something different. What's wrong with that?
Well, if it was actually that, now of course you do have traders coming from all around Europe, fair enough, but what you're actually getting is a really identical experience. If you go to other towns in the rest of the UK, if you go to London, you'll see the exact same stuff. So it's not like we're getting anything particularly unique here. We're getting a kind of plastic version of continental markets. If you go to any of the real continental markets in Europe, they're not like what we're getting in Belfast. So I think we're being ripped off. I think it's really expensive for really stuff that's not that great by and large. And, you know, by all means, maybe bring in stalls from elsewhere. There's nothing wrong with that. But let the lead be taken by local traders. And it doesn't have to be like a duplicate version of St George's. But, you know, there's a way to create something kind of seasonal and exciting and that's of us, really, rather than importing some kind of fake experience from elsewhere.
Well, you say importing a fake experience from elsewhere. I wonder what you think at home if you've been down to the market in the City Hall, the Christmas market. 08459 555 678. 08459 555 678. The text 81771. Councillor Jim Rogers with us this morning. So Fionnuala wants this restricted to local traders only, Jim. Support our own rather than bringing these people in from outside.
Well, I think that would be wrong. And Fionnuala and I, about a year ago, had a walk round the market at the front of the City Hall with one of your reporters, Lisa McAllister. And we had different views. We agreed on quite a lot, but there was issues that we differed on. I have went to various countries to see their continental market, and Belfast is right up there now. It's not the best. It's probably middle ranking. We've got 18 local stalls this time who just finished yesterday. People in St George's Market have the opportunity of applying to get a stall. Some of them are not interested. They prefer St George's, which you'll be aware, as are your listeners, that St George's now is one of the best markets anywhere.
Well, we're not talking about that, are we? We're talking about the Belfast City Hall Christmas market, the market that Jeremy Paxman, for example, has slagged off.
Well, sure, Jeremy slags off everything and everybody. I give him an opportunity of meeting up with me and other councillors. I've yet to hear back from him. As far as I'm concerned, we have looked at the market at the front of the City Hall over the last 10 years.
Didn't Jeremy sum it up well, though, when he said the City Hall Christmas market was offering 40 varieties of food you could not think of eating?
No, I don't accept that. There's probably far too many hot food stalls. And that point has been made now continuously. We'll listen to people's views, we'll take them on board, we'll have a chat with the organisers and to see what we can do to make it even bigger and better next year.
But Stephen, Jim, you always
say
that.
You can't please everybody. Well, Fionnuala, I followed up on every occasion that people have different views from me, and I'm a Democrat. At the end of the day, I will abide by the majority, and I'm sure you're the same, and Stephen likewise. Yes, there's problems. It's still a very good market. Most of the traders who I'd spoken to, probably 50% of them, all said to me that their sales were much better this time round than the previous.
That's not the marker necessarily of a good market, Jim, the fact that they're just, you know, lashing in the cash. It's very expensive, and people remarked on that very often. It's really, really costly for what you're getting. And I do think people are ripped off because I don't think they're getting an authentic continental experience. I don't think it's fair on people. And they could get far, far better food and drink if they use traders from here.
And Jim, someone's just tweeted me, my son, a local trader, was asked for £1,200 per week by the English company running the Christmas Continental Market for a pitch.
Well, Stephen, I'm not going to get into that. That's an issue that other people have raised with me, and I intend to speak to our council officers.
Well, if other people have raised it, why aren't you going to get into it? Because it's clearly an issue that's important.
Until such times as I've spoken
to... Does 1,200 quid a week sound a bit steep to you? Does that not shut local traders out from the beginning?
Yes, it is. It is a bit steep, but I'm not sure just how accurate that figure actually is. And before I say anything on the air, we have about it, I want to make sure I know what I'm exactly talking about.
I think that's fair enough. What have you eaten at the Christmas market, Jim?
Pardon?
What have you eaten at the Christmas market? Do you like a hot dog? Do you like a sausage?
Well, I've been to the fudge stall, which has been absolutely brilliant, lovely homemade fudge, and it's a local-owned person. I've been to one of the hamburger ones. I've been to the gardening one, and I've went round and spoken to, as I said earlier...
You had a beer?
Quite a few of those. No, sure, you know I'm a non-drinker, Stephen.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, I'm a non-drinker. I'm a teetotaler. It was good to see you in it last week, but you were stuffing yourself as usual.
I was having chicken and noodles.
I thought it was a couple of hamburgers a couple of people told me you had bought from them.
No, I had chicken and noodles last week.
And what did you think of them?
I thought it was beautiful.
Good, good. And what did you like the drink that you had?
I didn't have a drink.
Well, now, people who saw you there told me you were standing with a drink in one hand and two. I thought that they told me they were hamburgers in the other hand. So I'm rather surprised that you didn't have a drink along with your eats.
Fionnuala, what would you like to see there?
I'd love to see some of the great local produce that we make here. I mean, if you think, like, we have brilliant meat in this country, and it's one thing. I know you're saying this is not about St. George's, and you're right, it's not, but I'm talking about that as a template for really excellent food and drink that we have here. I go down there every Saturday morning. I don't eat very much meat, but the meat that I do get, I always get from there. But you can get this fantastic old rare breed stuff, and it's good value. You're getting brilliant stuff for great value. And the same, like, there's the cheese stall down in St. George's. Again, something similar. Use that as a template and turn it round and make it into something really special and seasonal. It doesn't just have to be, like, a duplicate of St. George's.
Does it also, Jim, all have to be food? Like, could there not be more little different knickknacks and presents and gifts around
that
market?
Quite a number of stalls like that. They're not all food stalls, but I think there's...
The vast majority of them are food, Jim.
But that has always concerned me, and I've raised that with our officers, and we need to try and address it with the company who operate it on our behalf. Yes, I think that is a genuine and serious complaint that has to be looked into. And third place, Nola, she has been a constant critic, and I would agree with her on lots of her views. But not as bad as what she's putting...
Tell me this, Jim. Does the council get much money off this English company running it? Like, is there much money going back into the coffers from this?
Yes, now, it's not a massive amount. And, of course, the grounds, we make sure that the company running it has got to put the lawns back down again at the front of the City Hall, because they get into a dreadful condition, naturally.
Yeah, but the reason I'm asking that, Jim, is obviously some of the traders who have shops and premises who are paying rates all year round, they might be quite aggrieved at these people coming in for a couple of weeks at the height of the buying season at Christmas time. Are they paying the same amount in rates, for example? I doubt it.
No, they're not.
I doubt it.
They're not at all. And that is a sore point, Stephen, and I share with many of the shops in Belfast, particularly restaurants and cafes. They tell me and other councillors that their trade suffers even in the run-up to Christmas, because you will be aware, we have the market there at various times of the year, but especially at Christmas, they notice a dip in the people coming into their cafes and restaurants. So it is a genuine point that people are raising, and I share it with the traders.
Let me ask you, Jim, before you go this morning, obviously our top story today, completely separate story, but it's been hugely reactive this morning, and it is that the Belfast Trust have written to 550 pensioners, taking away some of their home help services from them, giving them less than three weeks' notice, Jim. And I know that you've been contacted by some concerned residents with this yourself.
Yes, three different constituents, two of their families and one person also who's been badly hit by it. And what has annoyed me is the lack of consultation, the shortage of notice. And I heard Marie on earlier, and I would have to take issue with her. I would like to know about this consultation that she said has taken place, because the three people who have spoken to me said nobody ever consulted them in the last few weeks to tell them how would they be affected once this service is cut. Stephen, you've been blaming the politicians this morning. You've been blaming the Health Minister, Jim Wales. A budget set out, and it's up to the Belfast Trust how they manage it. And I know finance is exceptionally tight everywhere, not just in central government, but in local government. But this is a major blow. The most vulnerable people in our society should not suffer. And you see the home helps. They do a fantastic job. Many of them give half an hour, 30 minutes, to assist some elderly person. And they stay for 45 minutes, and they're not getting paid for it. And I've been urging the Health Trust and other bodies to try and do something about this. We all, God's spirits, will get older, will all become senior citizens, and I want to fight hard to make sure.
Yeah,
that the
but Jim, you're saying that, but with respect,
and national insurance over the years get properly looked
you're
after.
You're saying that though, Jim. You want to fight hard, but here's the reality: with no consultation whatsoever, these letters have gone out. The deal is done. The deed is done. The services are stopping.
Yes, Stephen, and I think the co-director has spoken. Marie, I want to hear the new chief executive of the Belfast Health Trust coming on, because the buck stops with her. Let her explain why they've decided to take this action. And I wait with interest to see if this is a temporary measure, because so many of these temporary measures become permanent. And we as elected representatives and responsible citizens cannot allow this to happen to our older people.
So what do we say, Jim? I'm just stalling here, because
well,
what do we say to these elderly people?
We're going to have to continue.
But this is happening in less than 3 weeks. This is happening on the 5th of January.
Well, we're going to have to continue to fight to try and get this decision reversed. But that's not going to be easy, Stephen. There's only a certain amount of money to go around, and that's terribly unfortunate that older people are going to be hit. But I would ask, even at this late hour, for the Belfast Health Trust to reconsider this decision and put back in place what these people absolutely need and desire.
Okay, Jim, thank you. Here's Peter in Belfast. This is back to Fionnuala. Thank you as well. Morning to you. Back to the Christmas markets. By the way, we've been told that the Belfast City Hall Christmas market is open through St George's Market. It's open until Christmas Eve. We've been told St George's Market. Peter, good morning, Peter.
I'm just laughing there, listening to the girls, talking, because you think people from Portadown everywhere else and whatever all around Northern Ireland comes to the market, the European market, for something different? Do you think they're going to rush down to see local potatoes, cabbages, carrots, and anything else that's local? You know what I mean? There's people queues for an hour to get into the market. The only time the St. George's market's busy when they're double parking around it.
So what are you saying to me?
I'm saying it's a good idea. It's different food, different things, different beers, different chocolates that you can't buy here. You know what I mean?